talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's see here. Altus, you're winning. You're 91 degrees. Hollis is 90. Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, is 81. And 78 at Arnett. And that's home of the birthday girl today. Anyway, everybody get on Facebook, call her. I'll give out her number here in just a little bit. It's in my folder. But anyway, it's 78 degrees and it's Lori Campbell's birthday. So happy birthday, Lori Campbell. 74 at Beaver, 87 at Medford. And let's head on over to the west, to the panhandle of Texas. 74 at Lipscomb, 82 at McLean. 90 at Odell. Anyway, we got a lot going on today. Brandon Hickey will be on here in just a little bit. I'm going to give him a call after this first break and get an update on sales at Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions, because it looked like they had a really good one at Clinton yesterday. So we'll be talking about that. And what else is going on today is... what is today? Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour. And guess what, everybody? I get to announce it today if you didn't see it on Facebook last night. Anyway, Dr. Taylor Mouse Goodman, I'm just going to call her Taylor. Anyway, she's going to have a baby vet in November. She is going to have her a baby vet in December. So congratulations to Taylor for... going to be a new mommy coming up. So anyway, congratulations, Taylor. And what else we got going on? Well, let's just get on with it. Let's see what happened overnight with the grains, and then we're going to go ahead and do the Lipscomb dealership ag market update this segment, because I got Brandon will be on the next segment. So anyway, it's exciting. Taylor's going to have our baby vet come up in November, so it's going to be fun, because I'm going to at least stop by once or twice a week and check her mood during the summer, the further along she gets in her pregnancy. So anyway, we'll have a little fun with this one. We might even have to interview her from the hospital when she has the baby. How about that? So all right, let's check it out. Overnight, soybean and grain futures were lower on technical selling as U.S. planting moves at a rapid pace. Investors who were long the market and or had bet on higher prices likely liquidated their positions and booked profits after prices rose in recent trading. Futures have been on the upswing amid flooding in Brazil that's threatened the South America's country's soybean and corn crops, and on adverse weather in Russia, which potentially curbs some wheat production. Soybean and corn planting roll on in the U.S. Last week, about 52% of soybeans were in the ground at the start of the week, according to the USDA. In a report yesterday, that's up 35% a week earlier and ahead of the prior five-year average of 49%. Some 26% of the crop has emerged as of Sunday. 70% of the U.S. corn was planted, up from 49% the week before, and just behind the 71% average, according to the USDA. 40% has emerged. Spring wheat planting is entered in the home stretch with 79% in the ground. About 43% have emerged as of the start of the week, up from 25% a week ago. And the average is usually around 33%. So everything's way ahead, even with all the rains they've been getting up there. Here we go. Winter wheat conditions declined narrowly week to week to 49%. Good or excellent as of Sunday, according to the USDA. That's down from 50% the week before, but well ahead of the 31% that earned top ratings during the same week last year. 69% of the crop was headed, up from 57% a week earlier. Soybean futures for July delivery plunged overnight 12 and a quarter cents to 12.35 and three quarter cents a bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal lost $1.80 to $3.7230 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.72 cents to 45.6 cents a pound. Corn futures fell 4 3/4 cents to 4.55 and three quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery in Chicago, 4 1/4 down to 6.84 and a quarter a bushel. Kansas City futures lost 5 3/4 to $6.91 a bushel. Let's see. Let me check out what's the cash market right now. All right, I got that. Save that for later on there. Sorry about that. I was curious. Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms are rolling through parts of eastern Nebraska and Iowa today, bringing hail and wind damage to the region, according to the National Weather Service. Winds this morning are gusting up to 60 miles an hour, and hail the size of quarters is falling. Hail damage to vehicles is likely, along with wind damage to roofs. Flash flood warnings have been issued in central Iowa. 1 to 3 inches of rain has already fallen, and another 2 to 3 inches are possible. So there you go. Flood watches also, and wind advisories in Minnesota. Winds 25 to 35 with gusts up to 45, and several heavy rounds of showers are likely throughout the day with excessive runoff. So anyway, flash flooding might be going on in that area. Speaking of, I think I missed it yesterday, but I got a picture of some rain from our rain totals from up around Moorwood. 2 2.5 inches of rain there, and he showed me a picture of hail. Looked like probably the size of a baseball. I don't know how big a hand he has, but anyway, it's bigger than a golf ball. How's that? And it looks like it was as big as a tennis ball or a baseball, so that was going on. I did hear on the news this morning there was 25 to 35 homes damaged in our tornado alley up there in Custer's, Roger Mills, Custer, Caddo, in that area, and 50 to 60 barns were damaged. I know some were destroyed. I don't know what those numbers are. So anyway, damage to that many structures during that tornado that rolled through there Sunday evening. So anyway, I still haven't heard. I think there was just a few people injured. Don't know exact the injuries, so I don't want to say they were bad or good or whatever. Anyway, bad injuries are bad. All right. Anyway, so I don't know what the severity of it is. So anyway, we got that going on. All right, let's go ahead and do our Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update real quick. July corn, 455, down 5 today. September, 466, down 5. Soybeans for July, 1232, down 16. August, 1230, down 13. Soybean meal, July, 370.50, down $3.60. August is 367.10, down 380. Soybean oil, July, 45.65, down 67. August, 45.93, down 63. Hard red winter wheat, July, 6.96, down half. And September, 7.10, unchanged. What's cotton doing today? There it is. July cotton, 76.44, down 41. It just changed. Or no, it's up 43, sorry. I'm colorblind sometimes when I'm looking at this computer. Crude oil, West Texas, June, 79.06, down 74. Natural gas is down 0.05 at 269 for June. The S&P, NASDAQ down in the red, and Dow's up a little bit in the green, not much, but it is up. Live cattle, June, 182.55, up 107. August, 179.85, up 130. Feeder cattle for May, 249.10, up 240. August, 259.35, up 87. and lean hogs are in the red. June 96.42, down 50, and July is 99.27, down 67. Now, here you go. What's Sugar doing today? Sugar Daddy, he texts me a picture of his peanuts emerging from the ground this morning, and I smarted off to him, told him he looked like he needs a rotary hoe to me, and he informed me that he sold that in his mow board years ago, and it wasn't going to be happening. But you're not making much money with your sugar, because July sugar is 18.56 cents a pound, down 12 today. So you're not making much money there. What else I got going on here on this Stockman's Vet? Wanted to announce this. Miss Meg from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission sent me this. Coming up this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, Friday, May the 24th, there is an admission to this. It's Dr. Christine Jones will be doing a presentation on our soil in a living system. It will be at the Weatherford Performing Arts Center there in Weatherford, and it'll be from 9 to 6 o'clock Friday. Says, come join us to learn how to build soil health from one of the best speakers in soil health and soil biology. And there you go. And it's pay at the door, or you can scan. I'll put this on our Facebook page, and it's probably already on the Oklahoma Conservation Commission's Facebook page. But anyway, that's coming up this Friday. Saturday, it's a free admission. It's a field walk with Brett Pashek. Pashek, somewhere in there. It's close to that anyway. Observing pasture overseeded for diversity. Mix cover crops for soil health and grazing. And anyway, that'll be at Mountain View, Oklahoma. For questions, call him, Brett, at 402-705-9916. And I'm pretty sure this is probably on their Facebook page if you want to check it out on that deal. And I got some more announcements from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission coming up. Also, tomorrow I will have, let me see here, because they changed speakers on me here real quick. Let me check this out real quick. There we go. Let me find out. Kenny Naylor from the Consumer Protection Services with the Department of Agriculture, Food, Oklahoma Department of Agriculture and Food and Forestry is be on my show tomorrow at 12:30, and we're going to be talking weeds and laws on weeds. How about that? And this is going to be good. We're going to be talking about the Russian, the Canadian, and the musk. Oh, there's all kinds of thistles out there. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So anyway, be sure to tune in tomorrow. And if you got any questions on stuff on that subject there, you're more than welcome to participate via the text line. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, I'll have Brendan Hickey on here with me, and we're going to talk about the cattle. And he is going to be speaking. He's done his homework since last Tuesday. We're going to be talking about those IED tags that are becoming a law from the USDA. We'll have that coming up here in just a minute. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
CNH Feed and Supply carries nothing but the best brands, including that tried and true Stillwater Milling, Cross Brand Horse Feed, Antler Max Deer Protein, and so much more. CNH also has a diverse selection of hay, and don't forget about those hassle-free biodegradable lick tubs. CNH Feed and Supply is a place to shop for all your farm, ranch, and hunting needs. CNH, serving the area since 1926. Visit your local CNH and they'll get you all fixed up.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You should be treated with dignity and respect. You should be able to do work that matters, and you ought to work with people who feel the same way. Canyon Oilfield Services is looking for you. They need Class A CDL drivers with transport, flatbed, and pneumatic experience. They're also hiring roustabouts. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. I'm telling you, opportunities abound here. Do you want to look at the person working beside you and know you can trust him? Do you want to spend your time with people who work hard, but who know that you're not just a number? You're a person created in the image of God. Canyon needs people like you to work at their Elk City, Fay, Durham, and Hinton locations. That's Hinton, Durham, Fay, and Elk City. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office. It's on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio here in downtown Pioneer Street. 84 degrees, 23% humidity. Looks like the winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles an hour. Hope that's right. Anyway, but out here in McLean, Texas, 83 degrees, heat index is 80. Humidity 17%, dew point 34. The winds are out of the northwest at 13 miles an hour with gusts up to 23. Peak wind gust today, 35 miles an hour. So far this month, McLean, you've got 1.28 inches of rain and the 8-inch soil temperature is 76 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous, what's your name? Brandon Hickey. Gotcha. Anyway, welcome to the show today, Brandon. Hey, did you hear that we're going to have a new baby vet in November?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Taylor Mouse Goodman is in the family way.
Awesome.
Dr. Taylor. Let me back that up.
Anyway, yeah, Dr. Taylor.
Dr. Taylor.
She paid a lot for that, for those initials. Don't forget those.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but man, you had some good sales Friday and Saturday. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Friday, I started having some optimism creep back into this thing, and as I sold them, finally got a big upswing in the fat cattle price, and the cattle coming out of the feedlot price, and I mean, boy, it carried over into everything. The further we went Friday, the better it got, the higher the cattle got, and it just continued to carry over through yesterday too on the feeder cattle end of it. Well, all of it, light from the lightweights to the big ones. It was there was lots of optimism, lots of buyers interest. It was almost like a different world than what we've been seeing. It was instead of the pessimism and oh this, you know, oh woe is me, this thing doesn't look good, all of a sudden got a $4, $5, $6 upswing in the fat cattle and hey, things might be all right. So
yeah, and you know, and all this time I thought those cattle buyers there in your auction arena, I always thought they were Facebooking or something, but they're actually working. Is this true?
Sometimes, yep, sure enough are. Now, there could be some Facebooking going on, too, but I do think that they are spending some time working, texting their buyers and looking at markets and whatnot as well. So.
Well, that one guy that you have in there that's always buying, he always acts serious, the one from Slapout, sits over there. Hang on, man, my brain just went dead. What's his name? He sits over there opposite end of the deals.
Camp.
Yeah. Anyway. Yep. Man, he's so serious. He won't even come on my show.
Well, I am surprised that he won't come on your show, but I am also pretty sure that if he did, that he might be more controversial than me on some of that stuff. So.
Anyway, I told him, I said, man, you know, if you came on, you would overtake the title. You know, Lacey Swope's always talking about Slapout, Oklahoma. That's her favorite town in the Panhandle. If Kim come on, dude, like they start putting businesses in over there at Slapout. Well, I don't know, but we'll find out. All right, well, back to business here. 1,139 heads sold. Looks like you had some pretty good sized groups. There was one from the steers from Granite, 27 head. On the weight 589, they didn't like much bringing 290, but that's still pretty good. But the when you got up in the 6 and 7 weights, man, they're bringing some good money.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they are, and it's you know, and we're back seeing it. We saw it Friday. Again and then Monday also, you know, back pretty good premiums for the sure enough thin winged cattle that are ready to turn right back out. I mean they're wanting cattle that they don't have to worry a bit about, that they can just turn right out and watch them grow, and so there's sure some good premiums going out there right now for some winged and thin cattle. So that's always good to see, and you know, and it's easy to tell, you know, if the ones coming right off the cows, little fleshier, we call them new crop kind of calves, you know, they're not as in demand, but still really good market on them as well. But boy, you're sure getting a nice premium for some thin weaned ones right now.
I got you. And the butcher cows and bulls, that price ain't budging at all, is it?
Yeah. We saw a little upswing in that this week, I think that should kind of continue to carry forward as we go on here. You know, we got Memorial Day coming up. You know, be a lot of sale barns closed, so they'll you know, have one less day of the week to try to gather up cows to meet their kill needs. So that won't hurt anything here coming next week. And then, of course, we got the 4th of July break coming up. Usually that's coming into that, right in front of that. You know, they're trying to gather cows to kind of get them by there for a couple of weeks while a lot of these barns are closed and for the 4th of July break. Looks like this thing could be pretty good on that. Everything is kind of pointing to everything kind of being steady to higher here going forward. You know, I hate to get too overly optimistic because we are in election year and a lot of weird things can happen and mess this deal up. But, you know, just from a supply and demand standpoint, you know, they're expecting those placement numbers to be quite a bit down on this week's report. And I think May's placement numbers are sure going to be down also. And so, you know, I think we're finally, we've pulled a lot of cattle forward. The numbers have lasted a little longer than I think everybody thought they would, but we're sure starting to see the tightening up now. You know, going forward, I think there's going to be less and less of these big feedlot ready cattle. You know, and you're going to see some cows and lots of lightweight, or you know, a good number of lightweight calves, but very few of these feedlot ready cattle.
Huh? Well, I'm going to be paying attention to the cattle market really, really close after CNN interviews Biden and Trump. We'll see what happens. We're talking Saturday Night Live, Comedy Central on that deal. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure I can tell you the narrative that's going to come out of that when that's all said and done. It's basically going to come down to Trump is mean.
That's probably true. But anyway, bred cows are still doing really good. Pairs are doing excellent. I've seen they was up to $27.75 Saturday or Friday, and that's going on. And then at Clinton, over there west of Clinton, what do you have there? You had 1,755 head. Again, the same thing going on. The butcher bulls and butcher cows holding steady or right up just a little bit. But, man, those 8, 9 weight, 1,000-pounders, doesn't matter whether it's girl or boy, they did really good.
Yeah, they do. And those cattle with some condition, I mean, you know, we sold some 7-weight steers that weren't fleshy, something that could go back out way up in the 270s. I don't think I even put any of them on the market report, but there were some of them 7, 7 1/4, 7-30-weight steers, up in the mid to high 270s on some of those cattle, very, very sought after. Not a lot of them to be had, so when you do see a good little package of them, boy, they ring a bell. Always like I do, try to do a random sampling on my market sample, but then I always think of there was some stuff that was maybe I should have reported on there of some really, really good high stuff, but it is truly a random sampling, so that not everything makes it. I've only got so many spots, but we had some really good high dollar 5-weight cattle. We had some 5-weight cattle there that were weaned and had some condition up there bumping against that 330 range there Monday. So, like I say, really good premiums for them weaned and conditioned cattle that are ready to go right back out, not having health problems.
Well, I was at the round table because I was going to play cowboy this morning. I got to tell you this story. So anyway, yesterday, I'm going to tell you, I had a little mishap that was my fault. Anyway, I have this cow that has the issue, so I got her and her baby in right at in the lot in the man, it was going. So I backed up with the trailer and I had to pull up once I got them loaded so I could shut this one latch. Well, when I pulled up, I guess that door creaked open a little bit and she seen it. And when I got out to finish latching this gate, it was a stupid Jimmy Clark move. The cow and the calf are gone. So anyway, I wasn't moving. So don't worry, anybody. There was no injuries to this cow and calf. So last night I went over there at dark, got her and some more pairs back in this pasture and caught them. And I thought, I'll get you girls in the morning. So to scare her, I took my rope this morning. And that to scare her in the lot because she knows I'm not a cowboy. Anyway, it worked out that sack of cake worked way better than my rope. So anyway, I got her in the lot, but I got it done. I went over there super early and I got it done in time that I could stop and get me a little bite to eat on my way to the vet. And anyway, there was this gentleman that really well, Mr. Lake Newcomb in there. Well, anyway, he was looking at the text I got from you last night. Anyway, he said, "Them are my cattle." And I said, "What are you going to do with all your money?" And yep. So he said, "The bank's already got it."
Yep. Well, I've got one little suggestion for you, Jimmy.
What's that?
On your cowboying. If you would just be a little sweeter and a little less ornery to your wife, she might come out and shut that gate for you while you pulled up, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Dude, it was 6:30 in the morning. She's not getting out of bed to come over.
I meant the first time you lost them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was still the same thing. It was yesterday morning early, and she has a job, so she doesn't get to go. But anyway, and this was 10 miles away from the house. Now, at the house... I might sweet talk her into coming out there. Hey, we shut this gate as I pull up and don't let that cow jump out and hit you in the face. Yeah, that'll work out really well. Yeah. Yeah, you just leave my marital stuff alone. I got her handled. Hey, we got a few minutes real quick. And the IED tags, what did you find out?
So,
or EID tags, sorry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The government, in all of its wisdom, has decided that we need to transition out of metal bright reading tags into radio frequency ID tags. Right now, they're just kind of on the slower frequency. But beginning in November, any adult animal, and by adult, I mean, we're talking, got to be 18 months or old, that does not already have the metal bright tag, if they move in a change of ownership and go across state lines in any way, and or go across state lines anyway, they are going to have to be ID'd with EID, electronic ID, starting in November going forward. Not really going to change anything that we're doing, especially if your cattle already have the metal bright tag, the either the orange fur if they've been Catholic vaccinated, or the silver if they've already been through a livestock auction or some other way that they, you know, went across state lines. They should have been EID'd with those. If they've already got those, it's not going to change anything. But if they don't have those, or if they've lost those, then beginning in November, we're going to have to start applying electronic ID.
Okay.
As of right now, that the government says that they're going to pay, you know, for this, you know, continue to pay for this to be done, to carry the cost of the tags for the sale barns and places to have a reader. But, you know, I'm afraid that won't continue going forward. You know, the difference between a metal bright tag and an electronic identification tag is probably 10 times. I mean, they're probably getting those little metal bright tags for a quarter a piece, 30 cents a piece. And, you know, we're looking at between $2 and $3 for the EID tag. So I figure the funds to supply them are liable to run out shortly after we get started, but that's what they've said we're going to have to start doing come November.
I got you. Basically, these tags are going to be for heifers, cows, and bulls, right? Got to be sexually intact, I guess, or 18 months or older. Is that what I'm reading?
Right. Okay. So anything that they consider an adult is 18 months or older. So basically anything that's going to mouth, that her teeth is going to say, you know, is going to be a two-year-old, is going to be required to have an electronic identification. Now, if the cattle are, you know, they come to my sale barn and they are for sure going straight to slaughter, they can still move on a back tag, just like we've always been able to. But, you know, if there's any possibility that they're going to go back to somebody's pasture as a heavy bred cow or a young open cow or, you know, shortbread cow or whatever, then if they don't have the metal bright tag already in place, then they're going to have an EID tag.
Right.
So
this is your golden opportunity here for all the producers that are listening. You want to ask them to please get them done before they come to the sale barn? Because, I mean, you got your, really, we talked about this probably 6 months ago, you know, about this conversation about these tags. And, you know, you're set up to do what you're doing right now. But if you have to start putting all these tags and all these cattle, people pulling them right off the, you know, mamas out the pasture that hadn't been worked, and maybe some guys do like this little set of heifers, and they're going to take them home. And hey, go ahead and get this done before you bring them to the sale barn, save you a lot of headache, or in other all sale barns, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and that's true, but you know, I know, and all sale barn owners know, in that that would be the ideal, but that's probably not the reality of the situation. Anybody can have access to these tags through the USDA. You can get access to the tags, and you can apply them yourselves, but it requires a lot of documentation of what you've done and what tag numbers you put in, and where they went. Yeah, of course, if you're going to apply them, then you have to know where they went. And not everybody's going to have readers, of course, and that's the really expensive deal on this is readers. So you can apply the tags, but then, you're going to have to rely on somebody else to scan those tags and read them. Now, they will have all tags beginning now, and I hope this stays forever, I don't know this for a fact either, but for the beginning of the time, all the EID tags will also have their digit, their numbers written on them as well. So they can be hand-recorded.
I got you.
That's still a possibility to hand-record the number off of the EID tag without having a scanner, which is similar to what we're doing now with the metal bright tag. We're just hand reading those numbers and typing them in or writing them down at the cell barn. That's what we're doing. We will have a scanner and be able to scan those tags, but if you don't have a scanner, as of right now, the government is still okay with you just reading the number on those tags, which, again, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that we're going to go to a tag that you don't have to read, but it's okay if you still read it. I mean, I understand what the end goal here is. They won't tell you what the end goal is, but I understand what the end goal is. But, the end goal is to streamline the deal and make it that much easier on the packing industry. That's the total end goal. But they're not going to tell you that, but they're going to eventually want us to do them all. They're going to keep trying to push for that. And we've been fighting this deal as a livestock industry, and in particular from the Livestock Marketing Association standpoint. We've been fighting this thing since back in 2014, kind of been able to push it down the road, made it 10 years to kind of push it down the road. And I let them know that, this was really not as good an idea as what they think it is. They're really not gaining anything. All they're doing is putting more cost on the markets and on the producers. Ultimately, that's all they're really doing.
It's free. It's free at first, and then we'll suck you in, and you start paying for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway. All right,
So that's where we're at. It's not anything, like I say, it's not going to change a lot until November. Nothing's going to really change until then. But then come November, if you don't have the metal bright tags in your animals, in your adult animals, then there's going to be an EID tag is going to have to be applied. And like I say, hopefully the government's going to pay for this long term. But I just caution everybody that the 10 times increase over what they're supplying now, I just don't see that lasting. But I hope it does. Hope I'm wrong. But it's gonna take more than just the livestock markets and livestock auctions fighting against this deal to keep them to continue and to supply the tags and come up with the funds to do this long term. We'll need some help going down the road from producers to maintain that if they're going to require this, they should have to pay for it. But as of right now, they're going to. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we went way over our time limit, which is fine. I can handle it. That's the reason why I run the show. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm not going to pick on the girls at the cafe today. But anyway, my wife has got involved in our conversation here because of you.
Uh-huh.
Because of you. Anyway, you can tell Brandon I'm out being yelled at by you in a cow lot. Been there, done that. So thanks, Brandon, for bringing my wife up. anyway, hey, we'll talk. We'll see you Friday.
All right. Sounds good, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. Come back. We'll have a quick deal, and then we got to take another break, and then we'll finish up the show. Anyway, be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
A whole herd of 2024 F-150s are stampeding at Barber Dyson Ford. In the northeast part of Elk City, we think it's truck month all year long. On the 2024 F-150s, we've got rebates up to $2,500 and options on low interest rates. Now's the time to get your family hauler with big rebates and interest as low as 0% on SUVs. Barber Dyson Ford wants your business. We'll give you more for your trade-in and do everything we can to get you in the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Next to the airport in Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net.
You look outside and notice the grass is getting tall and will need mowed soon. But your old push mower is on its last leg and you sure could use a new mower. You head down to the convenience store and get your usual cup of coffee and pick up a copy of the Penny News. Then you see it. It's right there on the front page. DJ's Rentals in Elk City is discounting their in-stock zero-turn mowers. You think to yourself, now's the perfect time to get what I need and save some money, too. My wife will be so proud.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah or give them a call at 928-2664.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May the 13th. 1,046 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 690 brought 245. 26 at 722 brought 251. 5 at 807 brought 239. 18 at 820 brought 239. 19 at 822 brought 237. 21 at 955 brought 213. 12 at 1,075 brought 204. 9 head of heifers at 550 brought 285. 10 at 589 brought 264. 4 at 699 brought 240. 10 at 770 brought 221. 6 at 836 brought 218. 41 at 1,000 brought 194. 13 at 1023 brought 189. Butcher cows were 99 to 149. Butcher bulls brought 135 to 173. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Northwest Oklahoma, here is your ag weather update. And I picked the big city of Arnett because it's the home of the birthday girls. It's her birthday today. Lori, it's her birthday. 78 degrees, dew point's 53, humidity's 41, and the winds are out of the west, northwest at 16 with wind gusts at 23. 10-day rain total, 2.25 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76 degrees. Time to get them cantaloupe and watermelons in the ground if you hadn't already, by the way. Sunset at 8:43. It's 89 today with west winds, 9 to 17 tonight. Mostly clear, a little cooler, 55 degrees. And tomorrow, Enjoy tomorrow, guys, because looking at the forecast, it's going to warm up 78 degrees for a high tomorrow and mostly sunny. And so if you got a pen ready, I'm going to give you Lori's phone number because I want you guys to call and wish her a happy birthday or text her. And while you're on the phone with her, go ahead and join the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association for her birthday. All right. But anyway, today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding season. We are here to help with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching, please don't neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next calf crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds and some flies too. With the great cattle prices, let's visit and make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by Stockman's Vet anytime at 1019 South Main in Elk City or call 225-580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment or for after-hours emergency services. Okay, you guys ready for Lori's number? 580-273-5137. 273-5137. No, I'm not being mean by giving her phone number out because it's on every OCA printed article in the world. So anyway, sorry, I'm going to take a quick break here and come back and we'll finish up because Brandon and I went a little bit long. So anyway, I'm throwing off my schedule here. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Anyway, let's see here. I got somebody texting in, women do not celebrate their birthday after 50. Whatever. Anyway, let's check out some weather for Hollis. Hollis, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 92 degrees, feels like 88. Dew point's 36. Humidity is really low at 14. The winds are out of the northwest at 12 with wind gusts up to 22. Hollis, you've had 85 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days. Three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79 degrees. Sunset at 8:40. Today, 94 for a high, you're getting there, and mostly clear and 59 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, not so warm, but you got a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms and 80 for a high with northeast winds. Anyway, you guys know that I've got this Focus high tunnel built for my vegetable farms, and everything's going good. And yeah, it was a little warm in there yesterday. I turned the fans on, but it was hot. When I went down to West Willow to work on that solar pump, it was 105 on my truck, so it got pretty warm yesterday. I just wanted to tell you that the same time they were building mine, they were building another one over in the Weatherford area. I'm not sure exactly where at there in Weatherford, but anyway, they was building a high tunnel, same identical deal. Well, it had some 100-mile-an-hour winds Sunday night and hail, and things still standing, very solid. They had a little bit of hail damage to one end wall, and that's it. So anyway, you guys ever need to get a high tunnel built, whether it's 30 by 96 or 20 by 20, I'm telling you, these high tunnels built there out of Edmond, Oklahoma, they're the thing, man. It's the thing. They're a good deal. I'm having so much fun. It's hard work. I'm not going to lie. And it's got into my golfing game, but it's hard work. But, man, you walk through there every morning. I do about daybreak. What's up, ladies? How you doing? Talk to my plants and stuff. But anyway, we got it going on over there. So anyway, all right, let's check out today. What did I wanted to do? I wanted to go over there with you. Let's see here. I missed out. Where is it? Oh, hay prices. Today's Hay Day Tuesday. Let's check this out real quick before the show's over. Anyway, looks like hay prices are pretty stagnant. Very stagnant, actually. Premium alfalfa in Kansas, $200 to $300 per ton. On good, $140 to $260. Missouri's $200 to $350 on alfalfa. On premium, $150, around $150 to $200 on good. And then down here in New Mexico, our neighbor to the west, $300 to $360 on premium alfalfa. Oklahoma, $175 to $200 on premium. Texas is $300 delivered to $380 per ton on alfalfa there. Other prices, grass hay. Kansas, $175 to $200 on premium grass hay. Missouri's $225. Oklahoma, nothing available. And Texas, $300 to $340 on per ton on premium alfalfa or premium grass hay. Anyway, there's a lot of, you guys heard me reading last week, there's a lot of hay in Oklahoma right now. So anyway, I've heard some prices as low as 50, 55. I've heard some prices as high as 80 on some good wheat hay, around 125 to 150 per ton on that. Anyway, just a lot of hay this year, guys. I don't know what to tell you on your hay. Just But if it was put up right, tested, and it's the good stuff, you won't have any issues selling it. So anyway, if you're buying hay, always ask for hay sample test, your sample test. Anyway, man, I ran out of time already. So anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow. Careful, amigo, careful. Anyway, happy birthday, Lori Campbell, and congratulations, Dr. Taylor Mouse Goodman. So anyway, see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless.